ever gotten in like a little tiff with someone
uh-huh.
and you think, okay, I'm just going to ignore them now.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
But what might seem like a little communication,
right,
like fumble to us,
yeah,
could feel like a total betrayal,
right,
to a Leo woman.
Right. Yeah. Because with Leos, it's not just about like ignoring them. It's what that silence like represents to them.
Okay.
You know, it's challenging a very deep-seated need for,
yeah,
self-expression.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Like, Leos are naturally radiant,
uh-huh,
like the sun, right? And communication is how they shine their light,
right,
out to the world.
Okay, that makes sense. So when you go radio silent,
yeah,
you're kind of telling a Leo woman, like, your light doesn't even matter.
Exactly, exactly. And for a Leo woman who thrives on directness and honesty,
right,
that kind of mixed message is,
yeah,
incredibly frustrating.
So for this deep dive, we're going to try to unpack some of those mixed messages.
Okay.
We're cracking open Laura King's book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Silent Lioness.
The Silent Lioness.
And full disclosure,
uh-huh,
I picked this up thinking it was going to be like a scandalous,
right,
expose on how to like manipulate a Leo woman.
Right.
But it's actually so much deeper than that.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
King's book is not a how-to manual.
Right.
It's really a deep dive into the, yeah, psychology of a Leo woman.
Okay.
And how this often misunderstood sign, yeah, reacts to what she perceives as relationship,
right,
roadblocks.
And a lot of those roadblocks, according to King at least,
yeah,
stem from this idea of ignoring a Leo woman.
Yes.
Whether it's intentional or not.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And to understand like the potential consequences of that,
right,
you have to first understand like the core values,
okay,
of a Leo woman.
Okay.
They're not just attention seeking,
okay,
as some might,
right,
stereotype them to be.
Right.
They're attention needing,
okay,
because they value authentic self-expression,
okay,
and leadership.
So it's less about vanity and more about,
yes,
confidence,
yes,
in who they are.
It's about having the space to be their full selves.
Yeah.
To express themselves without reservation.
Okay. That's starting to paint a clearer picture.
Okay.
So walk us through it.
Okay.
So let's say someone is ignoring a Leo woman.
Okay.
What happens inside her mind?
Well,
Kane talks about this whole emotional roller coaster.
She does. And it starts out innocently enough.
Okay.
It's not even about her ego at first.
Okay.
Instead, a Leo woman's first reaction is usually confusion and concern.
Really?
Yeah, she's thinking, wait, did I do something wrong?
Wow.
There's this initial attempt to problem solve.
Interesting.
They're hardwired for loyalty and directness, so their first instinct is to address the issue head on.
That's so interesting, because I think most people,
yeah,
myself included, would think,
yeah,
a Leo woman's immediate reaction is going to be anger.
Like, yeah, yeah.
How dare you ignore me?
Exactly.
But she's actually worried that she's the one who messed up.
That's precisely what King highlights.
Wow.
And it makes sense when you consider how much Leo women value clarity and communication.
Okay.
Silence directly contradicts those values. So their initial confusion isn't about bruised egos. It's about trying to make sense of a situation that feels misaligned, with how they naturally operate in relationships.
Interesting. Yeah. So she's not necessarily angry at first, more like,
yeah,
perplexed.
Perplexed, yeah.
Okay.
But as King points out, if that silent treatment continues, that confusion quickly turns into frustration.
Right.
And, yeah, eventually anger.
Yeah.
Because now her core values of self-expression and directness, those are being totally disregarded. It's
right.
Like someone's telling her what you feel, what you have to say doesn't matter.
Right.
And for a Leo woman, that is,
yeah,
deeply unsettling.
And that's when we see that lioness side come out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have to imagine this isn't like a quiet, simmering anger.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Remember, Leo women are ruled by the sun. They're naturally radiant and expressive, so their anger tends to be equally, right, demonstrative.
Okay, so like big pronouncements, fiery speeches, maybe a dramatic hair flip or two.
It could be.
Okay.
King shares a few anecdotes in her book about how this anger manifests.
Okay.
For one Leo woman, it meant organizing a girls' trip and essentially like replacing the person who was ignoring her.
Wow.
For another, it involved channeling that frustration into a creative project that ended up being hugely successful.
Wow.
It really depends on the individual.
Okay.
But the one thing that they all have in common is that they will not just stew in silence.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're not going to play games. They're not going to try to like,
oh,
make you jealous or anything like that. They're just going to be direct
exactly,
about how they're feeling and move on if they need to.
You got it.
Okay.
And this is where I think King's insights get really interesting. Because she says if that ignoring continues, that outward expression of anger will eventually give way to a period of sadness and withdrawal.
Which I would imagine is not something that people typically associate with a Leo woman.
Exactly.
We expect them to be fiery and passionate and like
right.
not withdrawn.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people misinterpret this stage. They think, oh, she's finally over it.
Yeah.
But as King emphasizes, this couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay.
What's happening here is that the Leo woman is taking time to lick her wounds, so to speak.
Okay.
She's reassessing the situation and asking herself some tough questions.
Like what? Give us a sneak peek inside her head.
Well, for starters, she's taking stock of what this relationship really means to her.
Okay.
And she's doing it from a place of self-worth, not just hurt feelings.
So it's less about, do I still have feelings for this person? And
yeah.
more about,
yes.
is this the kind of relationship that I deserve?
Exactly. It's a subtle but crucial distinction.
Great.
King points out that this is where the real cost-benefit analysis comes in.
Okay.
She's weighing the joy and the fulfillment that this relationship brings to her life against the emotional labor and heartache that it's currently costing her.
So you're basically forcing her to reevaluate this whole relationship without you even being there for the conversation.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And if the scales tip too far in that cost direction,
yeah.
well, that's when you might find yourself on the receiving end of a Leo woman's most powerful move.
What's that?
The block.
Okay, let's talk about this block.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is where a lot of people get tripped up.
Sure.
Is it as, like, cold-hearted as it sounds?
Not at all. In fact, King makes it very clear that for a Leo woman, blocking someone isn't an act of pettiness or revenge. It's a last resort.
Okay.
It's about protecting her energy and her heart.
Oh.
Remember, Leo women crave clarity and honesty.
Right.
So when they're faced with silence or mixed messages, it creates this level of emotional turmoil that directly contradicts their need for directness and authenticity.
So by the time she blocks you, she's already gone through this whole internal trial.
Yes.
And the verdict is in.
The verdict is in.
This relationship is not serving me.
You got it. And what's even more interesting is that King suggests that blocking someone in a way is actually a Leo woman's way of giving you one last chance.
Wait, seriously, I thought the block was like the final nail in the coffin.
It can be, but it can also be a wake-up call.
Okay.
Think about it this way. When a Leo woman blocks you, she's essentially removing herself from the equation.
Okay.
Which forces you to sit with your actions and their consequences.
So it's less about punishing you and more about giving you space to figure out what you've lost.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, that space is what you need to realize how much she actually means to you.
Okay.
But even then...
Even then, what is there even way back from a Leo woman's block? Even then, it's a long shot, right?
It is.
We're talking about a Leo woman's pride here.
That's right. But remember, as much as Leo women value themselves, they also value honesty and growth.
Oh.
So King argues that while getting back in a Leo woman's good graces is a long shot.
Yeah.
It's not impossible.
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this right now and they're like, oh no, I messed up big time.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do? What does a genuine apology like the kind a Leo woman deserves? What does that even look like?
King is very clear on this point.
Okay.
It's not about grand gestures or showering her with gifts.
Okay.
In fact, that might even backfire because it comes across as insincere or even worse, manipulative.
So what's the answer then? How do you actually prove to a Leo woman that you're serious about like making things right?
It all comes down to two things: action and consistency.
Yeah.
First, you need to acknowledge the impact of your actions.
Okay.
And I don't mean just saying, I'm sorry, although that's a good start.
Okay.
You need to demonstrate that you understand why your silence was so hurtful.
So you got to validate her feelings, show her that you get it.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging that her need for communication and clarity is valid, and that you respect her enough to be upfront with her, even when it's uncomfortable.
Okay, so that's the action part.
Yes.
What about the consistency piece?
Well, as we've discussed, Leo women can be incredibly forgiving.
Yeah.
But they also have a long memory.
Okay.
They need to know that this isn't just a temporary change.
Yeah.
That you are truly committed to communicating more effectively in the future.
So no more disappearing acts.
Exactly.
No more mixed messages.
It's about showing up consistently, both emotionally and in your actions.
Yeah.
It's about proving to her that you value her light enough to never try to dim it again.
That's such a powerful image.
Right.
And it really speaks to, I think, the heart of what Laura King is trying to do with this book, right?
Yeah.
It's not about like exploiting some astrological loophole or something like that.
No.
It's about understanding like the very human needs.
Exactly.
And desires that are driving a Leo woman's actions.
Absolutely. And more importantly, it's about recognizing that those needs, clarity, honesty, authentic self-expression, those are things that we all crave.
That's so true.
Regardless of our astrological sign.
It's like what started as this deep dive into the world of Leo women has actually become this roadmap for better communication, like in all of our relationships.
Isn't it fascinating how that happens?
It really is.
Human connection in all its messy glory always seems to find a way to surprise us.
It really does well that about wraps up this deep dive into the captivating world of the Silent Lioness.
Okay.
We've laughed, we've learned, we've maybe even shed a tear or two for that, you know, ignored sunbeam.
Yeah.
But
hopefully we've all gained a newfound appreciation for the importance of clear and honest communication.
Yes.
In all our relationships.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to our listeners, if you're lucky enough to have a Leo woman in your life, cherish her fire.
Yes.
And for everyone else, remember the next time you're tempted to ignore someone.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what's really driving my silence?
That's a good one.
You might be surprised by what you discover. Until next time, keep those conversations flowing. And as always,
yes,
keep diving deep.